You are listening to Times Past, interviews and speakers sharing the history of Northwest Minnesota landmarks, personalities, traditions, and organizations. Times Past is brought to you courtesy of the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and is recorded at the Pioneer 90.1 Studios in Thief River Falls, Minnesota. On our program today, we are going to be taking a look inside the Petter Engelstad Pioneer Village. We're going to find out the backstory behind the village and also check out some of the buildings here in the next couple of installments of Times Past. And to help us along and to guide us through our journey and to give us great knowledge of the Petter Engelstad Pioneer Village located in Thief River Falls is its caretaker, Jamie Bakken. Jamie will be sharing with us this time around the story of how the Petter Engelstad Pioneer Village was brought about and how the buildings and all of the great things started to come together. We're going to learn about a few of the exhibits, too, along the way. Let's go chat with Jamie Bakken on this edition of Times Past. We are talking with Jamie Bakken from the Pioneer Village.
Good morning. It's nice that you're here.
When did you become involved with the village? Could you tell us a little bit about your backstory before we get into the history here of the village?
Sure. Yep. So during the school year, I am a media specialist. So I work with 900 students a week. And my very first year teaching, which is going to be 18 years now this fall, I came to Pioneer Village and Carol Boogie was the director. And I asked if I could borrow 6 artifacts for my students so that some things that they had never seen before. And she said, well, I'll let you borrow these 6 things, but you have to bring all the 5th graders back here every single year. And so I've been bringing 150 students here every year. For now, I'll be our 18th year this fall. And Carol stopped being the director, and then Avis and Bill Kennel took over. And Avis worked with me at Challenger, and she said, you know, we really need a new director. Would you be interested? It's only about an hour a day. And I knew it would be a little more than an hour a day, but I absolutely love this place. And so since I've started, we've put 4 new roofs on, including this main building, the Engelstad Building, and the Engelstad Foundation helped us with this roof, and we've fixed the church roof and then 2 cabin roofs that were leaking. So we've done painting. We have 19 buildings here, and we have painted on every single one of them since I started 3 years ago.
Wow, this place is really, and it continues to expand here since we first got together. Can you tell us a little bit of the history of the Pioneer Village from what you can recollect here? Because I'm looking, and we are just in one building, and I can't stop looking as I'm asking you questions. So I apologize for if my eye contact is veering a little bit.
So yeah, that's how I feel when I'm here. There's so much to look at all the time. So we call this Petter Engelstad Pioneer Village. We have a Facebook page, and it's P-E-D-E-R, and then Engelstad. And so I like to think about Petter Engelstad right away whenever I think about Pioneer Village. And so what happened was we needed a building for our tractors and our cars. And Ralph Engelstad, who you're probably familiar with the Ralph Engelstad Arena, came here and he said, I'll build you a building. And he told Carol this, but you have to name it after my grandfather. And doing research on Ralph's grandfather is amazing. Petter Engelstad moved out here with his wife. All of the local neighbors were making all these wheat fields, and it was not a thriving time for farmers here in northwestern Minnesota. And so he made some alfalfa, and all of his neighbors laughed at him and said, what are you doing? And he took all of that alfalfa research that he had done. He studied farming all winter long and the science of farming, and he was able to acquire quite a bit of land and really make something of himself. And so he came to have a little shed and then turn it into a beautiful house with many outbuildings. He had 9 children, 7 boys that all had to help him farm all the land because he had done so well with the alfalfa, and then he had dairy cows as well.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things here in the building we are at features his tractor.
Yes, he has a 1915 Rock Island tractor. So they restored it and brought it back here for us.
And I'm looking at all of this stuff, and boy, Just to think about how, all of the things that come in, from, you know, in the last couple of years. I mean, the task of just, you know, cataloging and getting things ready to go for display. I mean, you talked about that 1 hour that was initially when you took the post. I mean that's got to be a little bit daunting, but I mean, a challenge definitely worth taking.
Yes, I have, like I said, I brought children here for years, and I have my own two daughters, and I love it here, and I want to be able to continue to have other children throughout the whole community continue to enjoy it. So we have field trips that come here. We have Latchkeys coming, Quotable Kids. So all different kinds of businesses associated with children have been coming here. We've added, I'll just tell you this real quick, we've added laser tag, mini golf, and escape rooms too, trying to kind of get people excited about coming here. And once we can get you in the doors, as you noticed today, there's so many things to see besides just our activities that we do.
And you guys have added laser tag. That is just amazing. You go from one room schoolhouse to laser tag, but then that is part of the everything for everyone. And that's really kind of the special thing about what draws out people to the Ingolstadt Village is everybody. It's so inclusive.
Yes.
You know, it's so very inclusive. I mean, from the younger kids all the way up to the older folks who may have even remember some of this stuff in its original, where it was originally before it ended up moving over here.
Exactly, yes. And then we also have vintage snowmobiles too. So we just got a new snowmobile donated. So people are very generous in this area, and they're like, hey, I have this, would you like it? And it's phenomenal. That's how we've acquired so many different things that you get to see here that it would be very hard to find in other places.
Yes, and we are only just in one room. And could you tell us a little bit about this room that we are in right now? And then we can go on and talk a little bit about, we'll go into lengthier detail in further installments. But let's talk a little bit about the building we're in and some of the other buildings around here in the Ingolstadt.
Sure. So the Ingolstadt was built in the 1990s. And again, Ralph Ingolstadt funded that for all of us. And then he's helped us, the foundation has helped us to fix the roof in here. So you'll see all different kinds of farm equipment in here. We have cars and an old truck and an old semi-truck. But the really cool thing that people notice right when they walk in the door are the chandeliers. And so the chandeliers came from the city auditorium. And I'm sure you'll see a picture later on. But the original colors for the chandeliers are four different colors, not just a white. And so we're looking at getting them refurbished so that they can be the original colors that they were. So it's just a beautiful piece of art with these chandeliers that you can see right when you walk in our doors.
Mm-hmm. And we go outside and we go into the village, and man, that is like its own little community all together. And it's just so fun just to see, even just from the highway. I haven't had a chance to fully, you know, digest and take it all in, but it's just kind of cool just to see all these old buildings from it. And just the process of getting moved, it had to have been just, again, another one of these daunting tasks to get to the beauty that it is now.
Yeah, so Inga Giving was our original director, and she was able to acquire many, many buildings. She was able to get this property for us to preserve history. And the story is that the Northern, which is a very large building, they had to cut it in half, bring it in on two semis, and she came in right with it on that trailer, like, woohoo, here we go. So you can see right where the building was cut in half and then brought on the property.
I want to talk a little bit about, before we sign off on this segment, we talked a little bit about the interactive stuff that goes on with the families, and you mentioned that this, you've brought in students over, and you know, and then the deal came where you keep bringing them. Oh, yeah, yep, it's all going to be good. But that kind of helps bloom a lot of other things, bringing other people involved, including, you know, you got a latchkey program. You talk a little bit about that. You have summer reading. You have so many things for the kids to get involved with, to get hands-on, but you also have things like a reading program and other things just to keep the family involved. And you know, kids in the summertime, you know, if they ain't working, they're going to have to find some time to spend. And it's so nice to have these programs.
Yeah. And so it's very reasonably priced as well. So one adult is $5 to get in, and then children with that adult are 12 and under are free. So it's for families. I mean, if you need something to do for the afternoon, it's very reasonable.
Mm-hmm. And you have also some big upcoming events coming up here in the months of July and August. So you have not only these daytime programs, but you have, I mean, I was looking, you have a Lumberjack Day coming up in the month of August. Now, I see a lot of guys with beards, but I want to see the Lumberjacks.
Right. And then we're also doing a Call of Duty tournament as well. So that's going to be brand new. So I'm trying to get the gamers in too. We're getting a new video game display. So that's coming up as well. And then with the Lumberjack Days, we are going to have different games they can do. So they'll be using the big old saw, and people can actually interact with all of it. So I think that's the great thing about here too. I just got back from Washington, D.C. and Niagara Falls. And when you go to museums, lots of things are behind glass cases. We're here, you can touch most of it, you can interact with it. And I think that's special.
And that definitely has its own uniqueness. Again, when you go, get out of the area, you can really, really, I mean, you appreciate some of the great museums, but just having it in this small area like Thief River Falls and being able to have that tangible thing, it's just, it adds just so much more to the experience instead of just staring at something.
Exactly.
Well, for those of us, for those of you listening out there, for the listeners out there this morning, could you tell the people about the hours out here, how long it's open for, as far as the season goes too, and the dailies, what can they look forward to, and admission and all of that stuff?
Yes. So our mission here is to preserve history in Pennington County and to educate others about the history of it. And then what we are open is every single day from 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock. So right now it's actually the Saturday of Memorial Day all the way through Labor Day that Monday. So we are open every day from 1 to 5. And then our special events are at various times. And again, the best way to find out is on our Facebook page at Petter Engelstad Pioneer Village.
Well, thank you, Jamie Bakken from the Petter Engelstad Pioneer Village, for telling us, giving us a little backstory about this wonderful place here in Thief River Falls.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Well, this concludes this edition of Times Past. I do want to thank Jamie Bakken, the director of the Petter Engelstad Pioneer Village here in Thief River Falls, for giving me a brief look back at the history and also of the future of this very, very cool, entertaining little piece of history right here in the Thief River Falls area. On an upcoming installment of Times Past, we're going to begin a walking trip through the Petter Engelstad Pioneer Village itself, check out a few of the buildings, go take a peek inside, and give you an audio guide through the village. Thank you for listening to Times Past. Times Past is made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. For Times Past, I'm Glenn Brogan.